Yo, Pam's hilarious. Pam's talking shit. He's like, "You gotta be quicker than that." He's like, "Dude, his shit talk is
he's like, I play World of Warcraft.
I play World of Warcraft." I was like, "That was a crazy chirp." Like,
don't check us.
Just checking his team.
Yeah, we were all like, "You play World of Warcraft? I love that's your shit talk,
bro."
Welcome to the Optic Podcast, episode 186, brought to you by Mountain Dew. Yeah, what's up with all that? Jesus.
What? All the shit in Bose's face?
Like, no one fucking cleaned that shit.
I mean, we had the Val tournament last night, man.
Yeah, it was fun. We have our sponsors, Mountain Dew, Cash App, and Shopify. We'll tell you a little bit more about them on the later part of this podcast, but... So we had the console land, and you guys ended up winning. You were just bragging about how Salamander Man could go pro if you wanted to.
I wasn't bragging at all.
You want to, though.
No, I...
In your head, you're like,
look
I
how you're smiling.
It. Like, I still got it. I'm better than these guys.
Listen,
like,
man.
You're in your head, you're like, I'm more naturally talented at gaming.
Dude, no. I came into this thing to have fun, and I had fun. Mission accomplished. The win on the top was... Definitely a cherry. It was nice to win. Yo, Roger did say whoever wins gets a week off content.
Yeah, I know.
So you were out there. But once
so
you heard that,
I heard that.
I heard
starting,
him, like,
starting tomorrow.
I was like, yo,
I need then I heard this.
We starting.
God,
all right,
I
listen.
Kept saying, I need this shit.
Starting.
I need it.
Listen, look, it's Tuesday, August 6th. So you have off from tomorrow to Wednesday next week.
That's so fucked.
What?
Because I fly to Paris tomorrow with Oakley, so I won't even be home.
Wait, so are you...
Olympics?
Yeah, I fly to the Olympics tomorrow.
You're going to the Olympics.
Damn.
Were you about to go see the pole vault jumping?
No, so they sent us like a full itinerary.
Wait, why'd you say ooh like
long
that?
Picker.
That we were talking about the guy that won?
Yeah, it showed me that video. I was like...
Showed you what?
I'd have been pissed
the
off.
The Wang?
Yeah.
It should do that.
What are you?
Well, nah, because Andrew and Denisa were over. We watched the House of the Dragon finale, and they were both like, "Did you see the pole vaulting video?" And I was like, "No, what is it?" And then I see it, and I was like,
"This is like,
I see this thing, bling, bling, bling." And I'm like, "Yo, what the hell?" And she's like, "Yeah, he lost because of that." And I was like, "Okay."
It's like the guy that won. He was like, clearly, because you're not well equipped down there.
She didn't mean it like that, though. But like, I took it like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, what do you do if somebody sends you that? What if she
ruined the night?
What if she sent it to you accidentally?
No, she showed it to me.
I don't know,
but
what if she sent it to you accidentally?
Oh, or you looked over and she's watching it.
Nah. That is funny. Wait.
Yo, so are you guys big Olympics watchers? I don't feel like I am. Like I could give a fuck.
I mean, I've just been watching men's basketball.
I'll tell you when I cared. When Fred Curley from Oakley Camp, remember that we met him?
Yeah,
he was in it. He got bronze. In
really?
In the 400.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
But yeah, I watch a good amount of the Olympics. I wouldn't say a good amount. I watch a little bit. I watch the events that I want to watch, like tennis, basketball, soccer.
Tennis, basketball, soccer.
That's really all that I've been watching. I watched the 100 meter yesterday. When Lyles won, that was dope. Or 2 days ago, whatever it was, that was dope. So like, I kind of just pick and choose events. Like,
I feel fake not having watched a single second or any video recapping of the breakdancing competition. I'm gonna be honest.
There was breakdancing.
There's breakdancing in the Olympics.
Oh shit! Yeah, see,
that,
I didn't even,
the one
I didn't
with
even
the bar
know that.
And they spin on it, or
no,
is it actually
no, that's the horse.
That shit was
I think,
cool.
Is that
I was watching
called?
It.
Gymnastics. I watched a little bit of gymnastics.
I can't get with it. I can't get with just gymnastics.
Gymnastics, all right.
You didn't watch Simone Biles?
Nah. No, I mean,
it's
I saw highlights.
It's
impossible to avoid her, right? So I did watch her highlights, but I didn't go out of my way to like keep. I don't have any alarms on my phone saying it's like, yo, this is about to start.
Oh
like,
yeah,
yeah.
No,
that's my issue. Is like there's certain events, like even the Noah Lyles winning the 100 meter. Like I saw tweets and I was like, fuck, did I just miss that? I think I was like watching recaps while that was going on. Like I don't know the. I don't know the schedule.
Dude, I mean, that shit's so fast, too.
There's so many channels of, like...
Yeah, there's so much going on. I didn't know, like, which one to click. Like, I was watching the wrong shit, and then I missed that.
They have, like, a Red Zone-type channel on YouTube TV. That
really?
That's pretty cool. They just recap all the events. Like, so you can watch the events live, and they have them live, and if you miss them, if you just tune into that channel, like, at night, they're just rerunning, like... It's like ESPN for the Olympics, basically. But they're, like, covering everything. Like, every important thing, even if we're not in it. Like, if Italy's versus whoever in a gold medal match, they'll like, show it. You know,
Did you see the rock climbing girl?
Nah.
Bro.
There's rock climbing?
It's, like, the not actual rock, it's, the fake wall.
Yeah.
Bro, she scaled that shit in 6 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
That shit's different.
Like, that shit was crazy.
That's what Flame's trying to get
into. I'm out there, like, calculating, like, I fucking hold
bro,
this.
They'll be like,
ran up the wall.
Yo, this is doing that. What I'm afraid of is that I'm gonna hold on to the wrong thing, and then my nails are gonna peel off. Just my nails.
I'm sure they probably don't have nails.
Why you think about it like
that? Because
bro, it's my thing. You know how people scratch on the board? Like, that's not my thing. When I was skateboarding as a young kid, I was skateboarding barefoot in Juarez, and I hopped off the skateboard to stop it, and then my big toe fucking got hung up on something, and the nail went up. Needless to say, that's the last time I skateboarded.
I skated
the electric skateboard.
Last time I skateboarded was when I fell off that shit. My shoulder's still fucked up. Yeah, the boosted board.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Damn, boosted board.
Ooh, boosted that was quite board. I rolled the fuck out of that.
Yeah, the boosted board was
really
a shit.
You really thought you were Casey.
Yeah, dude, everybody
Everyone
was
did.
Yeah. I was flying.
Listen, the thing is like... I don't think it was so much of me trying to get Casey footage as it was like Casey found all the dope shit that I would like to do, and I did it.
No, the boosted board was fire.
Yeah, fuck, 100%. Dude, I was riding the boosted board, and I had the drone flying at the same time.
Yeah.
Dude, I had two controllers just fucking, like, the level of coordination that it takes to be this skilled, I mean, it's beyond me.
It's a little dangerous, though. That thing went
it's
fast.
It's pretty fast, yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, I had to have fallen... 5 times on that thing. One of them was in front of my brother. He said, he's like, man, you almost had it because, like, I hit the thing and I went flying and I was running as fast as I could so that I wouldn't fall. And then just, like, the last step, I just fucking ate
boom.
Shit. My brother was like, oh, you almost had it.
It's like being a kid. Whenever you'd skateboard and you start going downhill, it starts giving you the wobbles.
Oh,
I don't. Like, what do you do?
You get lower.
Do you bail? Do you just hold on as long as you can? Like...
I just take the fall.
Dude, when I heard Seth broke a shoulder blade, I was like, no. Oh my God. He's out of commission. He can't play no more.
I don't remember if it was during like the season or
I don't think
whatever.
It was. Oh, well, you didn't. Did you guys have Heelys?
No.
I bought Heelys like a few years ago.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
He's like, I know you did it.
When they dropped, you were grown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you never seen Heelys?
No, of course
I bought
have.
Heelys like 3 years ago.
Yeah, you did?
I wore them once, and then they've just been sitting there.
Dude, that was the best.
Are they
bro.
Heelys a year ago.
No. They're no? so dope.
I mean, it was cool for like a second.
You were
like it's cool to like glide around for like a few minutes, but then you want to just walk, and you're just like, it's just not. It was stupid. I was like, this is fucking stupid.
Oh,
I haven't put them
God.
On since.
Dude, using them in the grocery store, just flying as a kid? Cause
yeah,
I
never had them
floors.
As a kid.
Yeah. I never did that, but I saw people do it. It looked like fun.
Yeah.
It looked like fun.
At the mall, they're like.
People would like skate, jump on stuff, and then
people
just jump off.
I've seen people jump on stuff without any skateboards or Heelys. They just like do... something right. It's like street parkour. It's not no, but it's not parkour. Like they're actually like doing like tricks. It's I mean
parkour is more like
yeah, dangerous
running,
yeah, climbing.
Like you're in the Matrix, running from an agent.
Yeah. Like using
but then there's
going
the
under
people,
bars and
yeah,
jumping.
But then there's the people who just do it for like the trick aspect.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's called.
No, there's people that definitely do it fucking super, super sick. I wanted to talk a little bit about this formal back to Call of Duty and Nate shot flagrantly.
Yeah, what's
like,
up with that?
Let's throw a flag on the play. That's
kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's like this guy's like trying to recruit Matt, telling he's gonna give him the keys to the kingdom and shit. I was like,
that's easy to say.
Yeah, that's easy to
say. Real easy to say.
What? Why? Why do you say
give
that?
Give him the keys to the kingdom. I mean, that means seven-figure contract fucking keys to the kingdom.
No, I can't do that.
Nade shot.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Put that shit where your mouth is. You want him?
Her formal would be.
Yeah, I'm like, what's up? I'm like, I approached him yesterday. It's in the vlog. I'm like, what's up? Why are you flirting with Nade shot? He's like, dude, I was just flirting. And I was like, I'm like, I know you. He's like, get on a loner shit. Matt thinks because he's on his way down here that he can just fucking pick and choose shit. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what's up, Matt? I mean, what's up, Matt? It's both of you motherfuckers. I fucking pressed formal. I was like, what's up with that, man? He's like, he didn't really say much. And then I pressed Matt and I was like, bro, you can't take formal, right?
You're poaching this shit.
Yeah, you can't.
He's under contract. That's tortious interference.
And I was saying he's not leaving. And everyone was like, You're gonna hold him back? Yeah, you're gonna hold your friend
God
back
damn
from his
right.
career. It's like you bet your sweet ass.
Yeah, let's send formal out there to contend against us.
Fucking dog.
Yeah, no, of course not.
Is he leaving?
Probably. You know, we'll see. Nade has formal to write
does
Nade,
what
Nade,
formal
listen,
wants.
Nade will have to write me a personal check from me. His pocket.
Oh,
I won't be mad at you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not right. Listen, this is. Listen, business aside, this is a me and you.
I can
thing.
Make this happen. Just break me. You know what I'm saying?
I still owe him a wedding gift. I still haven't gotten him a wedding gift. I still haven't gotten you a wedding gift.
I gotta give wedding gifts.
I'll take cash.
We don't
listen. Let the record show. I paid for like half of that bachelor party. Speaking of the bachelor party. You got some shopping to do.
I know you're not looking at me.
No, you're good. Either way, like he too. This is the reason I brought up the fucking bachelor party, because Nate still owes me fucking a shopping spree from Ballard. And I'm not telling no Diddy. Okay, I'm not telling him to take me shopping. You know what I'm saying? I already sent them links of what I wanted. Just that's how you're gonna fucking repay me. How long do you think it will take formal to go back to form? If at all. I think it'll take him like one full month.
I'd say a month.
Yeah. One full month.
Game drop? Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be quick.
That's the thing with COD. Like, as long as you don't get behind of the current game, like all the players can like get back to that level or close to it. It's like you just can't get behind. Like you can't take the whole first month off and then come in and expect you could still probably catch up, but like these people have a month playtime ahead of you. They just understand things better and faster. So it's like if he started at the start, I think he'd be fine. Like after the first month, like before scrim started, he'd be back and like he'd have his brain rewired to like understand.
He would treat it like how he did Halo Infinite. That shit dropped. That's all he did. That was 24. That was his 24/7 job, was sitting right here.
Yeah,
and playing Halo Infinite. He's in the 4 a.m. Not Skype. He's in the 4 a.m. Discord calls.
TeamSpeak.
He's playing Money 8s. Like, he's going to be game battles, whatever is going on. Like, he will.
Yeah, game battles is no more.
Especially brand new game coming out. Like, Formal will literally be one of the, I would assume, one of the better players.
What do you know what? I didn't get a chance to talk to Trippy yesterday when I saw him. I'll be like, yo, what's up with your guy over here? Talking about he's retiring? Like, what is he?
That's
like,
what I, if I'm going into Worlds and.
This
two,
guy.
2 months?
That's what I'm saying.
And my teammates negotiating with Nade shot on live stream.
Nah, they know he's fucking around.
Like, come on.
Yeah, nah. He's locked in.
Yeah,
he's locked. Shout out Trippy. We were on some duo shit.
Atta boy, Joey.
Yeah, I love Tripp. Yeah, Tripp's fucking hilarious.
He's like, you thinking what I'm thinking?
I was like, let's do it.
Yo, Tripp's hilarious, dude.
Yo, yesterday was comedy, bro. Yeah, I heard Seth and Clutch is like, yo, guys, I need this.
Yeah, after I'd win a clutch, I'd be like, I need this shit. Like,
content,
1 week
dude.
Off content, I need it.
Listen. Every year, everybody gets 2 weeks off, period. At the end of the year. Except for content, actually. Except for production and us.
Hey, Roger threw the words around, man. I'm just...
Nah, yeah. And it hits us all bragging like, ew, it was my idea.
I saw show next week... Let's meet. I say we meet back end of August.
See, but the thing is, this is like, you guys don't like doing. Like,
my
I like coming
Zin's
here talking
birthday.
Shit.
Not that we don't like doing it. It's
Optic
just that
day.
It's nice to have a free schedule especially like for me because I stream, it's like it's nice to not have to wake up
and
come to content. I can just wake up and stream. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes for me, I'm like, I'm too free.
100
I hate my life.
100%
Let me figure.
I'm too free. You always got you're always able to do something.
Yeah, and I never do.
Dude, I called a friend of mine, Carlos, yesterday, like in the middle of the day, and my sister-in-law was like, what the fuck? You can just call him? And I'm like, what the fuck? It's me. I call. Yeah, you picking up? Like, which this is a distraction. You want that? Who's number one? Number 25. I've seen enough.
Yeah, I mean,
I've seen enough.
That's all.
Parasite at 24, Dylan at 23.
I mean, you think that's crazy?
Big timer.
Big timer 21. They put Dashy at 25 though.
I mean, but what's wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean,
when you scroll down and you start seeing what other people have done, like Dashy, the talk of Dashy being one of the best has been more than these people.
But so what does he have to do? Win another world championship?
Yeah, they probably put him like
cuz all these put people him, like, top 15. Pretty sure everyone on this list has won a world.
Where's Seth at? Let's see where Seth is at.
It ends at 7. So they're still doing it.
Ooh. What if they put you at like 6?
It would just be wrong.
Okay.
All right. Do you guys want to talk about this or not?
I mean, I don't really mind it. I mean, it's like these types of lists, like there's so many, like the thing with like fucking these lists is that there's so many different criterias and people there's so many different opinions on what criteria matters more. Some people value talent over
who's back there ranking
the
though.
I want to that's what I go off of. I go straight off the eye and who I played against, and
some people go talent. Yeah. There's no way Dashy's some people last. Go accolades strictly. It's like people just have different criteria. So it's like all these lists.
Number 25.
There's no way.
What the fuck are we thinking? The thing is like, who's doing this? Do they know ball? Have they played ball?
I don't know.
Selyum's 18 and he's been in placing top 3 for 7 years.
Selyum at 18 is fucking criminal.
I mean, there's a lot of older players.
Hydra 19 criminal.
36 events, 19 finals. That's kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
I mean, of course.
But they lose in finals.
Big time at 21. I would have liked him to be at 23.
He's like LeBron? The ogre too.
Michael Jordan.
Of God.
LeBron.
Okay, yeah, sure. Whatevs. My dream team never let anyone get close within a point of beating us.
Damn.
But yeah, these lists are strictly to get people going.
I'm going to be honest
with
you.
Like, literally, it's just to piss people off.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. No, and they do a good job. Let's move on.
I don't know. I like these kind of lists. Well, I like hearing the talk around the list. Right when you see Dashy 25, it's just an immediate. But I mean, a lot of these people have been playing for a long time. Like, when was Will's last event?
Fucking 2013.
Black Ops 2.
2013.
Yeah.
I mean,
January 2013 to be exact.
I missed the.
Do you want to know how I know that?
The
day.
Wait, it was 2013.
Yeah. Do you want to know? It's in January.
What year was that?
Do you know how I know what his last thing?
Is that Ghost?
Ghost.
It was
Philly.
Philly, bro.
You know how I remember that?
How?
It scarred me.
Me and Ricky went upstairs to the hotel room after we lost and just slept. Me and him, we were up.
No,
we were up there.
You went to sleep with someone else.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you went and talked to Hasra.
No, I was with Ricky.
And you and him concocted a plan.
I mean, yeah, that did
happen. He literally tried to take Seth from me.
That shit happened during the snowstorm.
That tried to take my little brother from
me. I remember that event well. That was the first time Hex put me on Uber. Like, first time I found about Uber. You don't remember that?
Yeah, I remember that restaurant on the water.
Exactly.
You remember that shit?
That's where we went to, right? It was me, Ricky,
I remember
you.
Being the sickest I've ever been from that because everybody was drinking out of that water and disgusting little fucking gamer kids were fucking like, and then fucking putting it back in there. I landed sick as fuck. Seth's fucking leaving. I'm fucking crying on the inside. My skin shriveled up into my body. Because it was negative 56 degrees when we stepped out of the fucking O'Hare.
Dude, yeah, that shit was...
Negative 56 degree wind chill, yeah. What?
Remember the fire alarm and everyone had to go outside the hotel in the snow?
Yep.
Yeah,
was it like a SWAT or something?
I don't remember.
Or am I just thinking of something?
One of the brain rots pulled the alarm.
Yeah.
Idiots.
They're one of the brain rots?
I like JCAP all the way up there. Black Ops 1, his legend. I mean, obviously, like,
I say shit, then it starts getting, like, holographic.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking fire. Like,
yeah.
Upper Deck needs to take some fucking notes.
Yeah, but I mean, lists are, again, there's just so much criteria.
Yeah, so we don't know number one, but the good thing is that you haven't appeared yet. If they don't have you...
As long as I'm top three, I don't give a fuck.
Okay. So if Aches is... Seven,
wait, where's Formal up here? Not yet?
So yeah, Krim, Formal.
Krim, for the Seth, Dynasty.
Yeah.
Karma.
So
Karma.
Weird. I still think of Formal as like a Halo kid, but he's one of the best Call of Duty players of all time.
And one of the best Halo players of all time. It is. You know what it is? Is that we spend so much time with each other that we almost, like, it's a foregone, like, sort of unspoken thing. It's like, yeah, we know you're the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I sometimes I'll be like, I'll come across like one of your old clips and I'm like, this motherfucker really was that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
I am.
Yeah, of course. But I look at you and I'm like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's just weird not seeing you compete at that level anymore. And it's like, man, you really did that thing out there. Huh? Except for last night.
You must have missed
out.
Last night.
Yeah, dude.
39 game three.
That was actually... You know what pissed me off about that Valorant? The two maps my team played is two maps I'd never played before. Like, give me a break. The entire game is... And I was saying this while casting, and everyone was like, of course Maniac's complaining. But, like, the entire... Valorant is all about, like...
Damn.
It's not everything, but it's about like knowing where to line up, the timing of when they'll be there, when you'll be there, where you're safe, where you're not, just simply the maps in general.
When to hit sight, when to peek. Like when you're on defense, like if you peek too early, you see three people. If you peek at the perfect time, somebody's turned, somebody's throwing something. Like it's all like timing and
it was like Abyss or I don't even remember.
Abyss is actually a good map.
But I pop out, like I'm just going to a window to where I don't even know what I'm gonna see outside this window. But I pop out the window. Then I'm seeing like a few different areas and then they just like pop out. So I have to like swing my controller down, try to hit them by the time they're moving somewhere else and someone else pops up. So I just had no idea what was going on. And that's my excuse
of
why I didn't dominate.
A lot of that game is also crosshair placement. And just,
yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
I was just like, God, I haven't played these maps. And then I got Pamaj just
sniping
like
you?
Knowing everything.
Bro, you know
sniping
when he sniped
me from
you?
Up top. He told me that you
yeah,
told
I was literally
him
looking
I...
at you.
Yo, Pam's hilarious. Pam's talking shit. He's like, you got to be quicker than that. He's like, dude, his shit
he's
talk
like,
is...
He's like, I play World of Warcraft.
I play World of Warcraft. I was like, that was a crazy chirp. Like,
don't check us.
Just checking his team.
Yeah, we were all like, play World of Warcraft.
I love
that's
that.
Your shit talk?
Bro, like at the end when it started getting close, you could tell like everyone's like, you know what I'm saying? And bro, Pam started fake breaking. Like he started breaking down a little bit.
What do you mean?
Like there was one time when him and Shotzi were like watching the bomb and all they had to do was just get close and you know what I'm saying? But Pam was so scared someone was going to come middle and I hear Ant like, yo, come to the bomb, come to the bomb. And Pam's like, slowly just breaking, he dies.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious. Dude, Pam was hilarious.
Yeah, Pam, I love
Pam.
Pam's
funny to like play with too.
Dude, he was chirping the whole time, and they were just, it was so bad. It was it, such bad chirps.
I think it was like the last one. I think it was like.
Gotta be better than that. I play World of Warcraft. I'm like,
even the other team's like,
this guy's freak.
Yeah, Pam's hilarious.
That was fun though. That was really fun.
I forget what I was gonna say. Something about even on the desk, me, Hitch, who else was up here, and George, we were just making fun of Pam because he would just. I think it was the last round. You had like 31. Pam was like 8-17 or something, and we're just like, guys, Pam is playing. Like it was just some dumb joke we had going, but. Just even on the fucking
Pam's
desk,
catching it right now.
Even on the desk, we were just ripping into him.
He's hilarious.
But it's because we love the kid.
Of course. I am excited to see this World Series of Warzone. I often find myself like watching and thinking, like, man, what could make this thing like better? Like, is it a faster? I have seen no. Is it on that island? On the Rebirth Island?
No, World Series of Warzone.
It's like the actual Warzone.
Yeah, big map. World Series of Warzone. I haven't heard much about it either. I didn't even know it was coming up. I guess it is still a month away. It's over a month away.
Yeah,
the last clips I seen was whoever won it. Like they went like 4-0 or I forgot what it was. Histoka.
Yeah, they're gonna win that shit again. Yeah, Histoka, yeah. Shifty, and Biffle. They're just gonna hell win yeah. again. Those guys are. Those guys have.
They got that they, shit figured
what
out.
What did they just play in?
Esports
World Cup.
Oh,
what
okay.
they win?
Like prize?
Yeah. How much did they win?
I actually don't know. Probably. I think.
I could be wrong. I think it was 30K each.
Okay.
Yeah, 30 to 50K each, probably.
A good trip. 19 hours. So I don't know if I could do that.
Wait, who's the team?
It is a they're long flight.
Biffle, Histoka, and
Biffle, Histoka, Shifty? And Shifty. Yeah.
They're just a god squad.
Yeah, they're frying.
Yeah, kind of crazy because it seems like you would like. There's some RNG.
Like they don't miss. Just, like they got this shit for you. This is all they do. They play $1,000 matches just back and forth all day.
Yeah,
but it's just crazy how like some people's brains just click on how to play this type of like Call of Duty. Like there's other people putting in the same hours, same effort, everything, but they just. Motherfuckers are just better.
Yeah, I mean, there's always arguments. Can Shifty and Biffle play in the CDL? I mean, people, it is a completely different game, Warzone. But they're definitely nasty. I mean, they're really good, like in general. They're just good. They're just good players, and they also understand it. I think they're gonna win the World Series of Warzone. I don't know if I'm gonna watch much of the World Series of Warzone. I'll probably watch like the final.
Yeah, same.
Like I'll probably watch like the final because it'll probably be like six games. Placement, kills, all that.
Yeah.
Added up. I think they'll probably have the multiplier for kills.
We have an issue, though.
What?
September 14th through the 15th, I think the UFC is happening at the Sphere. We got to go.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Who's fighting?
I don't know.
Oh, in Vegas?
Oh, is that when McGregor fights?
Yeah, that's when McGregor fights.
Doesn't he fight soon,
no,
McGregor?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
He got a broken tower.
But he is.
Oh, really?
But he is playing. But the UFC is going to happen at the Sphere. And Dana White said it's going to be the most glorious shit you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. We might. That's like. Because that, is that like the. That's not the first time that venue's been used for.
Yes, it is.
For fighting?
Yeah.
Well, for fighting, but like there's still concerts.
Yeah, U2, U2, I think is the name of the band. U2? U2?
Thank you. U2's no, fucking
U2,
massive.
Right? Yeah, of course. Yeah, U2.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, U2 has it.
Sean O'Malley.
Sean O'Malley's fight. Yeah, that makes sense.
Is he the...
Valentina Shevchenko. Okay. Brian Ortega versus Diego Lopez. I don't know if that's how you spell Lopez, but all right, unless he's from South America. Yeah, there's a lot of Mexicans are going to be fighting that weekend.
Damn, that shit's going to be crazy.
Yeah, that's not really a problem. We might go to that.
Yeah.
You're 100% going?
I want to, if I could get a good group of people that want to come.
I mean,
I know Matt. I know Nade's going.
Is he?
No, I don't know.
We've been traveling.
Dude, I was just going to ask you, is this the most out-of-the-country travel you've ever done in one single year in your life? No, don't include Canada. But like European trips, it
I
has to
I think this
be.
Is the most that I've traveled in a year. I feel like it's been like every 10 days I've been traveling.
Same.
It's been same. Crazy. It's been my travel schedule has actually been crazy, and it's hard for me to adjust because I'm so used to just like streaming. Like obviously when I was competing, going to the events, that's travel, but like you're there like to play an event, so it doesn't really feel like it. Like, yeah, dude, it's been a lot of travel this year, which I don't love traveling, but it's been fun. It's been fun. I mean, obviously the wedding was great. Going to Paris. We have something else coming up that talked about this month as well.
Can you talk about it?
I don't think
Or just like the Paris stuff?
Paris?
Or like why are you going to Paris?
With Oakley. Oakley for the Olympics.
And what are you gonna
So they have watch? Like a they have like a safe house there.
What?
It's like called the I don't know what it's called, like the safe house or something house. But it's where Team USA is. So, like, I'm pretty sure we're, like, in the building where all the athletes are. So,
okay.
And we're doing, like, watch parties from there. Some events we're actually going to the stadium for. Like, it kind of just depends what it is. But we have a whole itinerary. I think I'm there for 4 days. Iz is coming. I was like, can I bring Iz? They were like, yeah. So, Iz coming to the Olympics. She wanted to go back to Paris. So, yeah, it's going to be fucking dope. Oh, yeah.
The Olympics I'll leave tomorrow. Has to be insane. Like, the city.
I mean,
to have that many events,
it's the
unless
summer.
I'm like not thinking about it right, but like to have that many
crazy?
Swimming
bring,
track or whatever this is, whatever that
it's
is,
it's at the
just
base of the
everywhere.
Eiffel Tower. Like a lot of events are like, it's like the Olympic like park is like right under the Eiffel
like,
Tower.
Like, are they making all of that from like scratch
yes.
practically?
Yeah.
That's in like building pools.
Well, that's one of the main like
building stands.
That's one of the main
tracks.
Controversies, right? Obviously, like the Olympics will go to call Brazil and build this massive stadium, and then all of a sudden, you know, when they leave, what use is that for, right? So it's just an abandoned building that people just, you know, sort of get in there and
never really
and
what happened.
Bullshit. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm wrong, but isn't the World Cup in Arlington?
Yeah, well, in one of them, yeah. So the World Cup is coming to the Americas.
What is it,
2026?
That's going to be
fucking
sick.
I am without...
Oh, that week. I mean, that week.
I don't watch, but I would have to go to the World Cup.
You have to. Yeah. I, without a doubt, am going to Mexico City to watch Mexico play in Mexico City. 19...
Damn.
You got to find a connect for us.
Well, what do you mean?
Probably like $2,000 nosebleeds.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be expensive.
$5,000 shit
And they
seats.
Probably fucking...
No,
you
no,
got
to
we'll,
be
on
we'll
it.
Be good. We'll be good. We'll be good. Whoever wants to come to Mexico will be good.
All right. You guys are getting to a point in your careers where you guys are doing pretty good for yourselves. So naturally, it's time to start teaching you kids how to make some good financial decisions. It's simple. We're gonna show you guys two images up here. You pick the one that's the better financial decision. Got it?
Got it.
First up, luxury supercar or fuel-friendly sedan?
Supercar.
No super. Car.
6 months of groceries or courtside seats?
It depends.
Is Luca playing?
Luxury turbo 12 jet hot tub or create an emergency savings account?
20v1 in a hot tub would go kind of crazy, you know?
No. A traditional low-yield savings account or Cash App's 4.5% interest savings account?
Cash App.
That's right. You can now get up to 4.5% interest on your Cash App's savings account. Only when you deposit $300 or more in paychecks a month. Download Cash App from the App Store or the Google Play Store now.
That's money.
Yeah, man. That's Cash App.
Ladies and gentlemen, pardon the interruption. This episode is brought to you by Mountain Dew. As you guys know, Mountain Dew has always been our go-to for a refreshing citrus kick. Now, it's also your go-to for gaming rewards. With Mountain Dew Gaming Rewards, look for codes under the caps of specifically marked 20-ounce bottles of Mountain Dew. Enter those codes online to bank points and then redeem for awesome rewards. Mountain Dew is entering the world of Borderlands. As you guys saw, me, Seth, and Hitch went out to San Diego Comic-Con to be at the Borderlands booth. It was awesome. The movie's coming out. It's going to be sick. With a massive partnership that unlocks exclusive rewards for all Vault Hunters, get movie posters, shift codes, Borderlands 3 Ultimate Edition, and more by joining the Mountain Dew Gaming Rewards Program, Borderlands the Movie in theaters and IMAX August 9th. Make sure to go. It is going to be sick. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus, subject to program terms and MountainDewGaming.com and 1-5-25, that is January 5th, 2025, void where prohibited. Next, we have, of course, Shopify. We've been using Shopify for as long as we can remember. When we started podcasting back in the Optic Hour, back during Call of Duty 4, me, Diesel, and everybody, like for a very, very long time, we have been looking for solutions to get stuff to you guys. And then ultimately, as time proved correctly, Shopify came along and they helped us from the beginning all the way until we're at today. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their new in-person point of sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. And sell more with less thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. As you guys know, obviously everything that we sell, whether it's skate decks, whether it's controls, everything that comes out of this office goes through Shopify at one point or another. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the United States, and Shopify's the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every single size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to help your success grow every single step of the way, because business that grow with Shopify. Right now, if you sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/optic, that's all lowercase. I'll let you misspell it. It's okay. I'll put a link in the description, in fact, to make it even quicker for you. Go to shopify.com/optic, all lowercase now, to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/optic, all lowercase.
Oh, Mexico?
Yeah, Mexico City. There's another one in, in Nuevo León, I think it is, that the stadium has like this massive, massive, like, what do you call the fucking
roof?
No.
Dome?
Retractable?
Mountain, for fuck's sake.
Ah.
Oh.
They have this mountain through the, like, it's an open stadium, and then the background, you see this fucking incredible, beautiful,
damn.
Bring it up, Matt. Mexico
Stadium. I think
I know
stadiums. Exactly what's.
Yeah,
I bet the vibe at one of those big games is insane.
I think I may have botched the.
I don't know if it was Mexico. I don't know if it was Mexico. I saw you at, but you were at a crazy stadium, a soccer stadium. But I don't know if it was in Mexico.
Right there.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Where is it?
That's actually fire.
Creator.
That's it, right?
Yeah, Monterrey. Wow. Yeah, I said Nuevo León. Yeah, look at that thing. It is. I'll be there.
Damn, Earth is crazy.
Earth is fucking nuts.
Yo, House of the Dragon finale. I can't believe that happened.
Hey, whoa.
I was going for more of a reaction than that.
Whoa. Okay.
I heard about what happened.
Bye.
That's all I was going to say. What? I wasn't going to say anything.
No. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay.
But is House of Dragon a Game of Thrones?
It's a prequel. 150 years before Daenerys.
Oh, it's supposed to be before.
That shit is fire.
50 years.
But did it come out after it?
So I'm. More than likely, I will personally be going to the Matt. What day would I have to leave in order to be there for Championship Sunday at ESWC for the COD thing?
Championship Sunday is on the 18th, I think.
So I would have to leave on the 17th to be there.
No. You'd have to leave on like the
16th,
maybe the 15th, just to make sure you're there, dude. It's 20 plus hours, and you're going ahead of time, so you're going 8 hours in the future, and you're flying 20 hours. That's 28 hours.
I don't know if I can make it.
Well, 28 hours like time difference, so you're like you're gaining a full day plus more.
I don't know if I can make that flight.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't think I
those
can.
Those shits get me so sick.
To where?
Thinking
to Saudi. To Saudi. It's 19 hours.
It's
19 hours there and 24 hours back.
I don't understand how like
a full day.
I don't know if I'm cut out
for that. Even a full day of flying, though. Even, there's like layovers.
I ain't gonna lie.
Even just to Italy,
I would need a bag.
Well, listen, what I will say about this though is that this comes right. Like, how many episodes were there for House of the Dragon?
Eight.
Okay, so that's 8 hours of entertainment right there that I get to knock out.
That's a whole season, and you're still in the air.
Yeah, and then I have a full season of The Bear, which is also like season three. I haven't seen.
30 minutes though.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I don't know if I can make that happen.
You gotta pull a 24 hour. That's what I do.
24 hour what?
I just stay up as long as I can,
so you can sleep.
Nah,
now
you gotta sleep. Now you gotta sleep. If you don't sleep, you're just asking.
I would like to see.
Are you saying stay up before the flight so you can sleep?
I can't do that.
I do as long as I can.
I mean, that's low-key smart.
I cannot do that.
You'll be out.
That's what I need to do because I didn't sleep at all on the flight to Italy. And like when we landed, people are like getting their bags. They're like, ah, yeah. And they're like ready to start their day. I'm like, I feel like shit.
Yeah.
I get to the pool, everyone's drinking already. I'm like, I just traveled 23 hours in the back of the plane, engine blowing in my ear. I'm in the last seat, people taking shits behind me. I didn't sleep a single fucking minute. I try to tell myself that it's almost what makes it fun, but it just, flying's just exhausting. Sometimes the longer
limit
flights,
is like
I don't really get jet lag, but I do feel it when I'm flying that far.
I could do six, like six ain't bad.
I could do 14.
No.
On the way to Japan, straight from here.
Depends what seat I got. If I'm lying down, I don't give a fuck how long.
Yeah, if I'm
lying down.
Dude, 19 hours lying down? Get the fuck.
Nah,
come
we had lie flats on the way back from the wedding. I slept the whole flight. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel real. You're
so
just laying
different.
Down. It literally feels like you're like in bed.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Our flight from Esports Awards, back then. You got me in Hitch first class.
I did.
You're like, yeah, fuck it. Thanks for coming out, guys. And wait, we got first class. Slept the entire time.
Where was the esports words?
London.
Oh shit! Yeah. Hell yeah.
From London to like, here, I'm like, just I'm like, where you guys at? I'm like,
hey, how much are upgrades? They're like $1,500. I'm like, let me get two for these guys. And then of course they fell asleep.
I think we watched. What was the movie?
That's the whole point.
Literally time travel.
What's the Jim Carrey movie?
The what?
Jim Carrey movie where
me, myself, and Irene.
No,
Ace Ventura.
Bruce Almighty. The Truman Show.
We put on the Truman. Like mine was like laying this way. His is laying the other way. Put on the Truman Show. 3, 2, 1, go. And then 5 minutes later, we're both just passed the fuck out.
A good movie.
And then the plane lands. We wake up. I'm just like, bro, did you just sleep the whole time? He was like, yeah. I was like, so did I. I was like, that was the best. Like if I had the money to do that, I'd do it every time.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you buy comfort. That's what you do. You spend money on beds and comfort. I mean, that's what
a lot of money.
Yeah, for comfort, of course.
We actually
see,
got
a lot of
I know the glitch.
Money.
I don't even know if I want to say it out here.
No, don't
give
do
me
it.
Glitch,
I
man.
I can't. I don't know if
you know. I'm still not even signed up for air miles.
So yeah, I am.
Really?
That's what you got to do. You gotta buy your shit with the miles.
I mean,
I'd
probably get like a
for like
free flight at this
overseas, like $1,800.
Well, they give you like prestige points too. Like if you fly a lot, that's why I should have.
You should nah, you brother, trust me.
I should have a freaking flyer. I'm pretty sure I do.
No, I need like someone to sit me down and be like, do this.
No, no,
like,
I always.
Is there like a card you can get this credit card and you?
The fact that you don't already have that, like you're wasting so much. Like I used to reserve my points exclusively for European trips so that I can 100% not be too in my head about am I about
bastard,
to drop eight
bro.
Grand on a fucking. Yeah. Lay down.
I tell people like people make fun of me for being lazy, but I'm like, trust me, life gets me. You don't got to put me down. Life will do that for you. I suffer the repercussions of being lazy.
Hey, question,
on a daily basis.
Question, and I guess this can be the last topic on this Black Ops 6 gameplay. I mean, is everybody in agreement that this game looks fucking crazy good?
Yeah, it looks like Cold War, and if it looks like Cold War, then it's good, because Cold War, in my opinion, has been the best COD that we've gotten in the CDL era, so...
Yeah,
I like
how
this
looks.
It literally looks like Cold... Like, the UI looks like Cold War. I don't think you're allowed to show this, though.
I
want to
see, like,
DMCA.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, I asked if I could watch this on stream, and my whole chat was like, no! Don't do that! But yeah, I mean, this literally looks like Cold War with like more advanced movements.
Right,
so
perfect.
I think we're in for a good year, honestly. I know COD creators, people always like to, you know, joke and say, well, you guys always say that.
At the beginning of the year, of course.
And we always do say that it's because we're always hopeful that one
what
of our favorite
supposed to be
games.
Negative? I was negative during World at War.
This dude thinks he's crap.
World War II.
Bro, just show the movement.
Show the gameplay.
But I think this looks great. This is like exactly
thing is like he got got a feed here, so he's like, let me put this in at Killzy.
I'm low-key jealous of the players like this year. Like MW2, I was not jealous. I was like, get me out of this shit. MW3, MW3 was actually fun. I gotta give props because they kept up like their whole year. They're still coming out with content. Granted, we don't play it. But like they're still coming out with camos, operators, new maps, and the gameplay and gunplay was good on MW3. I think this game is actually gonna be like really good.
I just gotta figure out if I'm gonna.
Is there anything that you're gonna be streaming while you're down there that we should be on the lookout for? Like, is there any schedule of what you will be streaming? Didn't you say you're gonna be doing some watch parties from over there, or you're just there
for Oakley?
Yeah.
Oh no streaming.
Oh, okay. So you're just gonna be chilling and watching.
There's watch parties.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's dope. Well, make sure that you post some stuff on Instagram, man. I'd like to follow the stories.
Hell yeah.
Tomorrow, Friday, I am going to be doing a whatnot at 7 p.m. This is going to be up for grabs. There's only 25 of these. And then when you get back from Paris, I'm going to be in Riyadh. So when we get back from Riyadh, we got to get back on one. This is what you're going for.
You tell me when and where, brother.
Bow!
That shit's some
on
gas.
On a constant quest. Yeah, go ahead, man. Look at that.
Those are so sick.
I am on a constant quest to help people decorate their homes and their gaming setups.
You should see my stream room.
What?
You could do a whole episode of like what they use, like home makeover type shit.
Dr. Pepper.
My stream
Ultimate
room
gamer house.
Boring.
Yeah. No, so you need some help. Do you even have a Wallace to put up?
A Wallace?
Yeah, Wallace figurine. Okay, make sure nothing. That you have
but
one.
But then I don't have a shelf. Grab to one put, on the way. I don't out. Have a shelf to put that on.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, I'm telling you, I got my 2009 national championship check, my setup,
I love
and then
that.
Just like 18 boxes beside me from when we first moved in.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna say from like Chipotle or some shit. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's gonna do it for this episode. Episode 186 of the Optic Podcast. Huge shout out again to Mountain Dew for sponsoring the podcast. Cash App and Shopify. Shout outs to them. And we'll see you guys next week.
Peace out.
Scump won't be on because he's got a week off, but unless we film on Wednesday. Let's film the podcast on Wednesday. Okay.